Please rise and join us in a pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Morning. Wayne County Board of Supervisors, September 1st, 2020. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
Meet with department heads, elected officials. Terry Johnson, Wayne County Auditor.
Good morning. I'm going to take up some of Brian's time since a lot of his projects are now over. Just want to remind everybody, the Mediapolis School special election is a week from today. And we're going to have one precinct open. It will be Mediapolis City Hall. The polls open at 7 and close at 8. And this is for their PEPAL and their revenue purpose statement. And then now we're into the general election. The ballots are available October 5th. I placed the order yesterday. We got the final approved list of all the candidates from the Secretary of State's office. So that means I could finally...
Terry, I'm sorry. Can I cut you off for 1 second? I'm having an audio issue apparently. One moment. Sorry.
Well, my husband would tell you that was just fine, so...
Kevin would like that.
Good time to ask.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
This is compliments of who?
Well, hi, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
At least I could do.
We got your vote. We have a vote for you now.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, we...
I'm not going to run for council ever again.
Okay, I apologize. We're good now.
Thanks, Paul.
Okay, we'll get back to the general election. As I said before, we got the official list of candidates for federal offices and state offices from the Secretary of State yesterday, so I was able to place the ballot order. So that usually takes probably, it depends on how many other orders, as I'm sure they're being inundated. So, but once they get me the proofs and we verify that everything is spelled correctly and in order, it'll probably be about 2 weeks before we get the ballots.
Don't you have to publish the ballot sometime?
That's not till closer to the election. We have to publish the notice and a sample ballot.
Yeah.
Either four, the minimum 4, but the most 20 days ahead of time. But we have gotten to the point where we put it on our website too, so it's on there all the time. And then plus we always post all of our sample ballots on the website too. So if you know what precinct you live in, you can always look at that ballot to see what the ballot order is. So once we get those, UCAVA voters is all of your military and overseas voters. We have to send them their packets by September the 19th. So they're the only ones that get to vote earlier than anybody else. But October the 5th is the first day that we can mail absentee ballots, and it's also the first day that in-person voting begins. So I hope anybody that has requested an absentee ballot to be mailed does not show up at the office the first day. And so far, as of last night, we have had 4,765 requests. So it's moving right along. Our Dropbox can be used. The thing that came from the Secretary of State's, it was actually on... was like a public radio or something like that. They said that as long as the box is on county property, it is okay. It's good to go. I think they were having issues because some boxes were in parking lots and stuff like that. But ours is next to the courthouse. It's anchored in concrete. It has a security light above it, and it also has cameras focused on it. And we pick it up at least 3 times a day, and during the election, up to 5 times a day. So they're okay with those boxes now, as long as it's on county-owned property. And like I said, ours is next to the courthouse. Request forms. I know there's a big issue with 3 counties that sent request forms to all active voters, and they put more information on those request forms that they sent out than what the Secretary of State or legislators allowed us to do. So that's what got recalled there. So everything that has come out of our office, we only mail a request form out if somebody asks us, they call us and ask. And all of the other request forms that have gone out have been through voters' participation and a couple of other entities or groups, organizations. And they did add people's names and their addresses. But I just want to remind everybody that there's still additional information on there that still needs to be filled out before they mail those back. So everybody's going to get several forms in the mail. The Secretary of State's office is going to mail theirs out, I believe, next week. It was going to be at the end of August, but they pushed that back to Labor Day week. So everybody will get a form from them, and we get duplicates, and as long as they fill one out and they mail it into us and we receive it, that's all that they need to do. There's a website that they can check. They can go on either on ours or the Secretary of State's website to find out if we received their request form and when the ballots will be mailed, and once they vote their ballot and return it, that it has been returned. It shows those three things on that site, and it's track your request form, or track your ballot, and that's at sos.iowa.gov. And then over on the right hand side there's elections, and it says track your absentee ballot. You can go in there and it asks for certain information, and then everybody can see when we got their request form, when the ballot was mailed, and when we received it. So and now we're down to poll workers. We've received a lot of interest, but we still need some Republicans. We've gotten a lot of Democrats that have shown interest, but we're still trying to decide how many precincts we can have open. If we've got enough for, we've got a couple of the small rural locations that it's hard to get people out in that outer area to be poll workers. So whether we will be combining those with others, we're still looking at that. And there may be one in Burlington that we combine too. So hopefully within the next couple of weeks, I can determine and set my precincts, because I have to do that before I can generate our ballots through our voting registration system and everything else. So just plugging away and working on all of that. And sorry, Brian.
So I still need to call on him.
You can. Hopefully he keeps it short this time.
There's no time left.
Thanks, Jerry.
Thank you.
Calling IT.
Just keeping busy. Nothing to report.
Jack, maintenance.
Morning. Busy. I'm sorry about the texting, but I'm trying. We got several things going on at the jail. I need people, different places that we have to be with. With being short one, it's kind of hard, but we're managing at the moment anyway.
Thank you. Janelle Nally-Longquist, Moyne County Treasurer.
Good morning. We're just keeping busy collecting taxes and processing motor vehicle transactions. Nothing new to report.
Thank you. Brian, Secondary Roads, keep it short.
Good morning. Mediapolis Road is still closed, hopefully next week. It won't be this week when the sounds of it to open up. Contractor started on the shop site on Iowa City Road, and the Stars Cave intersection project will start up this week if they stay on schedule. They were planning on starting Thursday. And like I said, that will still remain open, but it'll be one lane. And I guess I also should mention that eventually, in the latter couple stages, it'll also be one lane on Irish Ridge, which is probably the bigger impact to the area, because people, you know, there's a hill right there as you come right into Burlington, and people kind of sort of like to fly through there. So it'll be a one lane to keep the workers safe while they work on that concrete as it ties into the Irish Ridge intersection. So that project will be starting up hopefully this week if they hold the schedule they talked about last week. So that's daily construction doing that work. So
thanks, Brian.
Yep.
Ken Heinemann, Community Services.
Good morning. Had a really good meeting with the Sheriff's Department, Sheriff's Office on Friday, and I might just hit some of the highlights I talked with them about. Community, the mobile crisis response contract, has started in Jefferson, Keokuk, Loiza, and Washington County. So we're starting mobile crisis response, a mental health professional going out to help people in need. in those four counties. It hasn't started in Des Moines County, but hopefully by July 1, we hope that Lee County and Des Moines County and the other two counties will have mobile crisis going. We're kind of in phase three of the rollout of mobile crisis. So we got a little time before it's here in Des Moines County. BHAT continues at the hospital, and we have talks with them about 23-hour observation and holding program being considered for next year. Very similar to the BHAT now, but it would be Medicaid-funded program if they switch to that. So we're talking with them about that, trying to make plans in that direction, hoping that that all falls together. River Cross, the new dual diagnosis RCF program, hasn't started yet, but we expect, last Thursday they said maybe September 9th they might be able to start that program. So sometime in September I think it's going to get going. It's still an RCF licensure facility, but its main focus is going to be helping people with mental health and substance needs. So that's very much needed and should get off the ground here pretty soon. Both crisis stabilization homes as of Friday are full. So the 5-bed home in Burlington, the 5-bed home in Fairfield are both serving the maximum capacity of people at this moment. And people come and go, you know, but they're staying very busy. We've got a subacute contract with Southern Iowa Mental Health in Ottumwa, so we're still trying to figure out transportation back and forth to that and talking with SIAC and working on that. CIT officers, the crisis intervention training, they're doing a great job for our region. The next CIT training, I think, is coming up in like October, so that's continuing. Alan Brady's doing a good job with that. So we have a great group of officers and other mental health professionals to work with, and it's just great to be part of the team. So that's all I have for today.
I saw an email. Are they discussing doing that training virtually?
CIT?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Alan?
I'm not sure you could do that.
Yeah. The hard part would be the what do they call it? Just the interaction back and forth with those.
That's the deal.
Yeah, that's a big part of the training is those. Just as if you were helping a person with mental health needs, they kind of do that one-on-one, and I don't know how they would do that online.
Yeah, I don't know how you get the feel of dealing with somebody on the streets.
Yeah.
That would be a...
Yeah.
Bob?
You're talking about the hospital. What is BHAT?
Oh yeah, Behavioral Health Assessment Team.
Thank you.
So yes, they're a team of nurse and mental health professional. They have had substance counselors in the past, but they help decide. They do they do a screening, what's called a screening, to determine if a person needs inpatient, outpatient, or the crisis home. So. It's a very good 24-hour service at the hospital where people can just walk into the ER and get screened for what they need.
Thanks again. Kevin Glendenny, Des Moines County Sheriff's Office.
Hi, good morning. We sat down with Ken last week and went over some of our resources in mental health, and I just thank him for that, kind of getting us all updated on what's out there and the options available. Also, Angie and Lisa are helping us with some training, just getting our normal annual training, and then some just getting updates on a lot of our training areas. So thank you to them. We're hiring. We start opening up our hiring process, looking to add at least one deputy sheriff. So if you know any great man or woman out there that's looking to be a part of a great organization, please send them our way. We'd love to have them. Our application deadline is October 1st. The jail population, we're currently at 66. It sounds like Oakdale is going to, they shut down, they didn't stop taking inmates for a bit due to COVID, but they're going to open back up on Thursday, and we have 5 going up. So our population has kind of been holding right there in the 60s for a while.
That was the second time they shut down this summer, isn't it?
Yes. Yep.
Yep. Opening it back up. Okay.
Thanks, that's
Kevin.
All I have.
Thanks, Kevin.
When you haul 5 prisoners up there, do you get a van or?
Yeah. No. They'll take them two at a time.
Two at a time.
Yeah.
Angie Vaughn, safety.
Good morning. I really don't have anything to add. Just been keeping busy and doing what we do.
Thank you. Lisa Schaefer, Des Moines County Attorney.
Good morning. 2 weeks from today, we get started on jury trials, assuming something crazy doesn't happen. Mr. Chelf will be doing the first one here in Des Moines County in about 8-9 months. So some of the training we're doing for the SO is we have a lot of new deputies. We're also bringing in West Burlington, who has a lot of new officers. It's a training on how to testify and how to get ready to testify. Now that we're going to be up in the swing of things again, we want to make sure all those new folks aren't too scared and have some idea of what to expect when they're put in the hot seat. And yes, that is what we call the witness stand, the hot seat. We met last week with maintenance and IT regarding our new audio-visual system that we plan on putting in the third floor courtroom. Unfortunately, I think with COVID, they made it pretty clear that electronic communication equipment is a little hard to come by these days, since everybody's trying to do Zoom and everything else, so we know there's going to be some lead time. But I think I'm looking forward to the estimates. I'm not sure yet. I guess we'll see when we get them. But hopefully, sometime this fall, we'll be able to get that up and running, and that will help us with our jury trials. We're trying to make sure that it fits what we're doing now with COVID, but yet once, hopefully, we go back to some sense of normalcy, that it'll also work well with what we more customarily see in our courtrooms. Still working on hiring our open position. As I stated last week, it's a difficult time. It's just a hard position to fill. And I'm guessing during COVID makes it even more difficult. But we're still working on that, and then we have a couple of agenda items.
Thanks, Lisa. Did I miss anybody? We got online. Yeah, I get Janelle.
First one would be Krista Pogemiller, Des Moines County Public Health.
Krista Pogemiller, local health.
Krista, are you there? I'll skip her for a moment. I'll move on to Gina Harden, Emergency Management.
Gina Harden, Emergency Management.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to let you guys know that this is September 1st, and obviously, but this is also National Preparedness Month. So we'll be putting out some news releases on a weekly basis, trying to get people to look at being prepared. A kit, having a plan for their family, making sure they can communicate with others, etc., things like that, things we normally talk about, but know that people don't always do. Trying to encourage them to be prepared if they do get COVID or one of their family members does get COVID and they have to quarantine for 14 days, making sure they have enough supplies, included medicines to stay home for that time period. So we're working on that at this point. And that's all I have.
Thanks, Gina.
Jackie Meyer, Clerk of Court.
Jackie Meyer, Clerk of Court.
Good morning, everyone. I don't have a whole lot new to report. We're just keeping real busy. And as Lisa Schaefer had mentioned earlier, it is 2 weeks from today for our first jury trial here in Des Moines County. So the whole office staff, in addition to the judges, have been working diligently, getting ready for that and preparing on what that looks like to keep all the folks safe. I'm excited and to get that started again and the wheels of justice to move. So that's all I really have.
Thanks, Jackie.
Rodney Bleasner, Des Moines County Maintenance.
Rodney Bleasner, Maintenance.
Good morning. Guys are doing a really good job of keeping up with things, but other than that, I have nothing new to report.
Thanks, Rodney.
Zach James, Land Use.
Zach James, Land Use.
Good morning.
Morning.
Just
couple things. We've been very busy the last couple weeks. Had a lot of subdivision, floodplain development applications, and a couple zoning permits as well, either locations that came in or just kind of working with applicants to fill out the forms to get the necessary materials they needed. So it's been a lot of people the last few weeks, and although it slowed down a little bit here for us, but a lot of activity lately. We continue to get through updating the zoning, subdivision, floodplain ordinances. We're actually getting pretty close to having a lot of the things wrapped up that we wanted to work on. And we've scheduled a zoning commission meeting for September 15th, where we're going to present a lot of these changes. There's things that we've already kind of discussed with the commission up front, but they haven't seen the actual changes in the ordinances. So this will kind of be a chance to go over a lot of those things again and address with them what those changes are going to look like. And then we'll give them some time to kind of review it on their own and give us some comments. So hopefully be wrapping that project up here over the next month or two. And then the only other thing I was going to mention is the Des Moines County Hazard Mitigation Plan that we've been working on with Gina. They did have a conference call with FEMA a few weeks ago, basically with some comments that they had, and we are addressing those comments. And as of right now, we're going to plan to present the final plan to you guys next week, next week. So hopefully that's coming to an end here soon, and we'll be wrapping that up as well. That's all I've got for now.
Thanks, Zach.
Calling back to Chris, it sounds like she was on the phone, so. Chris Pogemiller, Des Moines County Public Health.
Chris Pogemiller, local health.
Chris, are you there?
Krista, if you want to kind of butt in at any time you get the phone working, feel free to give us a call or beep call them or however that works, and we'll proceed to the Chris will have most of the information on the COVID-19 update, although I did see that the rate of infections going down Des Moines County, it's gone from, it was over 15 where the schools were at, and I believe it was 11.7 or 11.8 this morning, so that's good. And the emergency operations center that we initiated when this started had been meeting once a month, and we're going to meet again this afternoon and probably do it once a week, maybe for at least this month, since it things had fired up a little bit.
According to the Hawkeyes.
Krista?
I'm sorry, can you hear me now?
We can.
Oh, wonderful. Sorry about that. I'm having some problems with my phone. So we continue to be busy at public health. Currently, we've had 569 positive cases with 149 recovered. And I think, Tom, you kind of talked about our 14-day rolling positivity rate coming down. Today, it was 11.7%. So definitely working with the community, doing that contact tracing and trying to bring down those numbers. And I do have a couple of agenda items.
Thank you, Krista.
Thank you.
Correspondence. Either of you gentlemen have any correspondence?
I have none.
Looks like I've got quite a bit of it. We got a letter from Sarah Sandberg, the office of the Burlington Airport. Says, we are trying to get this information circulated. Southeast Iowa Regional Airport, Burlington, Iowa, is accepting applications for an airport administrative manager. Nature of the work includes administrative management of the airport, coordinating, monitoring and performing office operations and airport facility operations to ensure airport requirements are sufficiently met. Perform special assignments and projects as directed. A full job description may be found out at http://flybrl.com/about-us/. Anyway, there's a phone number here. Sarah Sundberg, 319-754-1414. I hope she didn't mind I shared that. She sent it. But apparently they're trying to someone hired. And we've got a little missive from the FEMA. Anybody like to hear me read all this?
I move you not read all that.
Anyway, on March 27, 2020, the Department of Homeland Security's Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, provided your community with revised preliminary copies of the flood insurance rate map and flood insurance study report for Des Moines County, Iowa, and incorporated areas. FEMA has posted digital copies of these revised FIRM and FIS report materials to the following website: www.femia.gov/preliminary-flood-hazard-data. There will be a notice posted in the Federal Register and in the Hawkeye on or about September 3rd and September 20th, or September 3rd and September 10th of 2020. There's a 90-day appeal period. If you think this, if you're a property owner and you think this affects any property you might have. Zach, I know you're there. Zach?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Anyway, so typically you would be the ones that would receive a call from anybody. Do you send out notices to some landowners?
Yeah, so what we did back in 2018 when they initially had these maps come out and then FEMA had some public meetings, we published something in the paper, posted some stuff on the county website, and then we went through the GIS and pulled out any property owners that we thought would be directly impacted, either positively or negatively, or maybe they were coming out of a floodplain or having floodplains added to their property, and sent direct mailings to them. And so they were invited to those meetings back in, I think it was December 2018. And I think I haven't read that whole packet yet, Tom, but I haven't seen it yet, but I'll probably pick up a copy of it here. I think you said there was one made in our mailbox.
There is.
But we'll evaluate that again, and we'll get some information up on the county website, and then if it seems necessary, we can send out some notices again
okay.
to impacted property owners.
Okay. Thank you, Zach.
You're welcome.
You'll enjoy reading it. We'll proceed to discussion and vote. We have accounts payable in the amount of $796,697.90.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Tom Broeker.
Yes. We have a Class C liquor license for the Barn on the Ridge Smith Wedding for September 10th, 2020.
We have much trouble from that place.
No, I think they're okay.
I move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Tom Broeker.
No. Yes, yes, yes. I'm sorry. Sorry. Having a little fun.
Like you picked on Kevin.
I enjoy it.
So good.
Okay, we have personnel actions. We have two for the correctional center. We have Holly Carpenter, a full-time correctional officer, 2 days of unpaid leave, August 28th and August 29th of 2020, 16 and a half hours. And we have Seth Dixon, a new hire, full-time correctional officer, new rate of $38,706.18.
Move the first vote.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brogger?
Yes. Personnel action for the county attorney's office. We have Ryan McCord, termination, effective August 28th.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brogger?
Yes. For the engineer's office, we have Eric Marshall, a seasonal worker. Termination, I assume he went back to college or back to school.
Yes.
Effective August 19th.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brogger?
Yes.
Carter, that means you're going to have to go back to work on your chief golf left.
I know. The easy life's over.
And we have two for local health. We have Bridget Davis, a nurse, unpaid leave, 53.08 hours. And Cindy Clank, a part-time secretary, terminated the grant ran. The grant ended.
Move to approve both.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brogger?
Yes. And we have one for the sheriff's office. Dylan Beard, 36-month anniversary deputy. Previous rate was $57,931.07. The new rate is $60,980.11.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brogger?
Yes. How's Dylan getting along with our dog?
He's doing amazing.
Is he?
Yes. Did some sustainment training over in the Atemwa area where we got the dog from, and he's back again and doing well.
Good. And he'll be doing a refresher course about every 6 months for a while on that.
So because we got the dog younger age, they do what they call sustainment training, where he goes 2 days every month.
Every month.
Yep. And that's kind of. The handler makes sure, the trainer makes sure that the handler and the dog are progressing as he wants to see them and maintaining that level. It's some pretty intense training, actually. The gentleman that puts it on is, he's an intense individual. So it's going very well.
Good.
And then next year, in year two, he'll go 1 day a month.
We have a report from the Southeast Iowa Regional Riverboat Commission for July 2020. This will be on file in the auditor's office and available for public review. Other than personal or electronically, we have minutes for the regular meeting of August 25th, 2020.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brogger?
Yes. We have a closed session to discuss possible litigation for Iowa Code 21.5, paragraph 1, paragraph C.
Move to go on closed session.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brogger?
Yes. Retire to the other room.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brogger?
Yes. We held a discussion, but there was no decision made. on the pending litigation. Other business?
I have none.
Future agenda items?
I have none.
Committee reports?
I did.
And CCFSA meeting, which is the Community College and Affairs Board. Discussed the fair, which other than the animal show was pretty much non-existent, but they were pretty happy with how that went along. Of course, the campground was half full.
It wasn't half full, it was maybe a third full, maybe.
Anyway, it went on and we got along all right. I haven't heard any outbreaks yet. Livestock is okay. Well, maybe. Maybe they've been digested. That thing got with me.
I had a Mississippi Valley meeting with the Iowa workforce, and I think we're getting close to having a Title I youth director, but we won't know until our next month's meeting. And so that's what I had.
Did not have any committee meetings. Public input. If anyone from the public would like to address the board, you may email the Board of Supervisors at BOARD, that's board@dmcounty.com, board@dmcounty.com, or call 319-753-8203, extension 4, that's 319-753-8203, extension 4. We will hold that line open for 2 minutes if anybody wants to address the board in either manner. Is there any, long as we got the sheriff here, is there anything you'd like to add?
No, sir. I'm good. Thank you. Thanks, Brad.
On that CARES Act funding, I assume that all that court stuff is in there.
Court stuff.
If you don't mind.
You mean what we talked about?
Yeah.
CARES Act.
It's got my cell phone in.
My secret. Gina, is there anything you'd like to address before the work session?
No, I just came over for the work session.
Okay, that's fine. Any comments anybody here would like to make? Now the CARES Act, it's there. Of course, no offense intended, lawyers wrote it. You can read it four times, which I did, and each time come away with a little different feeling on a couple of things.
We have to do that so you continue to need us to interpret what we told you.
They were obviously not prosecutors. We like to keep it simple.
I think I told you that last week they had a webinar on that, and it lasted an hour. And I tried to watch it, and it was, they started about entering these into the book, and I zoned out a couple of times. once it got past the court supervisors who needed to do that, I was trying to pay attention. And my attention span fluttered a little bit.
When I was in the Cattlemen's Association, we went to a deal up at Iowa State, where the professors or doctors were putting together some programs for drugs, and we sat through most of that. It was way earlier. And of course, some of those guys made contact when you were like, why the heck are you guys here?
Not by choice.
Yeah.
Okay. Apparently we have no public input. With an eye, we are adjourned.
All right. Belgian Mountain.
We will have a work session in about 5 minutes.